Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Today, again, I have a special treat for you. I would like to share something with you that I really love about Poland, and it's called Andrzejki Day. Andrzejki. Between the 29th and the 30th of November, if you're fortunate enough to be here in Poland and you have some good friends, you will be invited to something called Andrzejki, the Andrzejki Party. What is Andrzejki, you might ask? Well, for Polish Catholics, it translates to St. Andrew's Day. It is a day before Christmas Lent where people really have the last opportunity to really dance, to feast, to drink, to have a lot of fun. We're waiting for Christmas, we're waiting for the birth of Christ. So this is kind of that last opportunity. But there's something else that happens during this party that's kind of interesting. And I've experienced this a few times over the years here in Poland. And it is a fortune-telling kind of situation. And to do this, it is really odd. For those of you that have never heard of St. Andrew's or Andrzejki, this might come as a surprise because it sure was a surprise to me. We've got some elements here on the table. From my left to my right, I've got melted wax. I've got a bowl of regular tap water here in the center, a nice regular candle burning, and a key. A key with a hole in it. I think all keys have a hole in it. That's going to come in handy here in just a moment. I'm going to show you today how Polish people in the past and even presently predict their future. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that with some facts about Andrzejki. Now, this fortune telling started a long time ago with unmarried young women. They would get together and with the things we have here on the table, they would use this fortune telling kind of scheme to find out more about who they would marry in the future, more about their future husbands or other important aspects of their future lives. And it was taken very seriously back then. Today, it's more of a game. Kids do it, men do it, married women do it. They do it just for fun. It's not really, you know, that serious today, but it is fun. I do want to show you how it works, so let's get started. Okay, so we have our elements right here on the table. We've got our hot melted wax, we've got our key, and our bowl of water. This is the way we do it. This is the way we foretell the future according to the old Polish style. We have the key here with a hole. Now, normally you could just dip the wax in, or maybe from a candle you would do it, but I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to be safe. I'm going to take the hot melted wax into a spoon like so, and I'm going to put it right through the hole in the key. And give a little bit more there. Now, typically when you're at a party or something like this, you have an option of kind of agitating the water to change the shape if you want to. That kind of thing, put the key down. We're going to wait a moment for this wax to kind of settle and the water will do its part in hardening the wax. And we're going to be left with a strange object here. And this is supposed to mean something. Put a little water here, a little bit more over that. See if I can change the shape. Yeah, I think it's about done now. So we're going to take it right out and wow, we've got a really interesting shape there. Not sure what to make of it. It looks kind of like a man's face, not a very handsome man. But anyway, this is not the end of it. Right now we have to take this. Everybody's going to have a bit of a different shape. And we're going to hold this against the candlelight to the white wall. So let's do that right now. We're going to take our shape, put it up against the candle, and see the reflection on the wall. And everybody at the party, or you if you're alone, kind of interpreting it by yourself, would come to the conclusion of what this means.
So we're at the party and it's time to analyze our wax creation. In the past, many young women would look especially for letters that may indicate the first name of a future husband. Others may see animal shapes or other objects. Here's mine against the candlelight, and my friends tell me they see a sheep or a goat. So, according to them, I'll be a farmer or a shepherd in the future. How thrilling. But personally, I see a puffer fish with the sticky pointers coming out. I love a good scuba trip, so I'm hoping for just that in the nearest future.
So as you can see, Poland is a really fascinating country. There's no chance to get bored here. There's so much to learn all the time, and this is a great example. You know, and despite being such a Catholic country, I think Poland is surprising in the fact that there are so many old wives' tales, so many folk stories to learn. I'm sure there's plenty more down the road for me to learn. And you know, the way that I display this and did this, it's possible that this is done differently in different parts of Poland. I'm aware of that. So if you come from a different region or if you've seen this a little bit differently, that's no shock or no surprise to me. I want to say thank you to all the subscribers that I have so far. I'm really grateful to have you watching my show and commenting and giving me advice and ideas. It really is a fun hobby for me and I'm going to make many, many more. And on that note, if you have not become a subscriber already and you would like to, go ahead and click that button so you won't miss out on the future videos. Thank you for watching today and I welcome any comments or any advice you have for me. Thank you.